This week saw President Bush emerge in a new role, that of Middle East peacemaker. The very fact that the role still needs filling illustrates how rare success has been over the years. But how did Mr. Bush handle it? We thought we'd ask our two regular guest political observers, E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post and the Brookings Institution, and David Brooks of the Weekly Standard. Welcome to both of you once again.
Thank you.
E.J., this is a president who's had more success running two wars than meeting the diplomatic challenges he's faced. What did you make of his work this past week?
Well, I think it was just significant that he decided to show up. It's not his natural role has been to exhort people to fight wars. He has resisted this all along. I think today's news is kind of depressing. Did the war change the Middle East for exactly 2 days, and now we're back to normal? It's a very troubling thing. I think the biggest thing he did was to show bureaucratically how committed he is to trying to make this work. He tasked not only Secretary of State Colin Powell to these talks, he also tasked his own National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice. I think if Rice is there, Rice is very close to Bush, it means Bush is very committed to this. How hard it will be after today, it's going to be even harder to pull off.
David Brooks, president, was quoted in the Washington Post as having said that he couldn't understand why Israelis spent money on West Bank settlements because they're going to end up being Palestinian housing projects. Then when people thought he wouldn't call Israel a Jewish state, he did. He's being quite purposely blunt about everything, isn't he?
As is his nature. Listen, the smartest thing he ever did was last spring, I guess it was, where he said Yasser Arafat was going to be marginalized. And that was one of the crucial steps leading up to this day. And he is, I think he's caught the bug, as so many presidents do, that he's going to solve the Middle East. And he's going to be straight and blunt about it. Bill Clinton did a very good job, I thought, as much as he could do with Arafat sitting there, rearranging the parking spaces on the West Bank. The Bush style is very different.
He had a great line, though, about low expectations at this summit, that he was going up with very low expectations, and they were met.
I thought it was an excellent week, actually. Mm-hmm. I thought what Ariel Sharon did, which is saying that occupying the West Bank is bad for Israel, was a historic moment. I thought what Abbas did in a more clear way, calling for an end to terror, was historic. And the fact that Hamas and some of the settlers are upset about it is a sign that this is the most hopeful moment in the Middle East in 2.5 years.
What do you think, EJ?
I broadly agree with what David just said. I think words sometimes matter a lot. We underestimate them, or as the president might say, misunderestimate their importance. I think the question with Sharon will be, did he anticipate what Hamas was going to do? In other words, did he say, I'm going to say all the right words about changing my mind, saying I am for a contiguous state on the West Bank, which is a big deal because he's not wanted to have that sort of state.
That assumes the state with settlements having been removed from
exactly,
it.
Exactly, and he didn't want to do that. But having said that, now that Hamas has made this move, he is going to be free to pull back some. Still, I think the challenge is to Abbas. Can he actually assert himself as the leader? He's been challenged already by Arafat. Arafat has an interest in these things not working out.
Right. There was a Pew poll that came out this week done around the world. And historically, if you ask Israelis, do you think Israel and the Palestinian state can exist in peace side by side, you get huge majorities saying yes. The Pew poll this week asked Palestinians that question, can there be peace with Israel? And 80% said no. They can't live there together. So the problem for Abbas is if you have a large percentage of the Arab population saying 1948 was the problem, we have to exterminate the state of Israel, then that's a real problem.
Although this, of course, is a state of conflict right now, and one can imagine opinions changing a great deal if violence can be stopped. What do you think about the perseverance of the Bush administration? I mean, come the fall, when the next presidential election is just a year away, do you think President Bush is still going to be eager to be involved, even to the supervisory degree that he is involved in Middle East diplomacy, or is that going to be a photo op from earlier in his presidency?
Yeah, whatever you say about Bush, once he gets involved in something, he is stubbornly involved in it. I believe I've been told that he's been stubbornly involved for a year. And there is talk that there's the Christian right and the Jewish groups in the United States are going to want to thwart this whole process. They are not going to get to the right of Ariel Sharon. And they're not going to get to the right of the Israeli people. I don't think there's a great love of the settlements in the Republican Party. So I do think there's quite an opportunity for peace.
You think Sharon moved the boundaries of this discussion?
Absolutely.
This past week? EJ, last word.
I think it's a lot does depend on Sharon. I think the fact that there are a lot of Americans who support Sharon's position gives him some room to pull back if the time comes to pull back. I think Bush is committed for now. This is sure a hard thing to carry during an election year, and I'm not sure how committed he's going to be on January 1st if things stand the way they do today.
Well, thanks to both of you, EJ Dionne and David Brooks.
Thank you.
Thank you.